Seen a lot of stories about what's in that stimulus bill, $1.9 trillion now passed by the House, heading our way in the state of Illinois, heading your way potentially. Those $1,400 checks, the stimulus checks. I was looking through all these stories and I found yours, Greg Hines at Cranes, to be super relevant to all of us because you don't only break down the stimulus checks for individuals and couples and that kind of thing, but you also talk about some things that will really affect all of us, the kind of money that's coming the way of the state, our towns and municipalities, how much could go to education. And I think it's not something that's being covered everywhere. So thanks for coming on the show, talking about it.
My pleasure.
Tell us what we need to know. Okay, so we get this, that $1,400 stimulus checks are going out. There's a $300 a week jobless benefit, that federal boost. We've heard about Affordable Care Act subsidies and COBRA. So people, if they leave their job, their company, and the government will now pick up some more of that bill and help people keep their health benefits. But also talk about, just give us a broad view, and then I want to ask you about the state and the cities.
Yeah, let me kind of divide this up into two tranches. One is direct aid to individuals, and it's considerable. It became more and more apparent as this bill went through the process, and we knew, discovered more about it, that this is really aimed right at working class, middle income, lower income folks who had a problem. It's much more targeted toward them than say the Trump tax reforms of 4 years ago, which were aimed more at stimulating business directly. This is designed to put money into the pockets of people who presumably going to spend it in a hurry because they don't have a lot, or because they're suffering. So there's the stimulus check where they cut down the top bracket. At one point, they were talking about sending checks to couples making more than $200,000 a year. Well, that's been cut way back. I believe 150 is the top limit now, maybe lower than that on for individuals. It's 75. It goes away. There's extended unemployment aid. It's a little less than it was last year. It's $300 a week on top of your state benefit rather than $400, but it extends until September. There's a new child care credit that the Democrats are really, really exercised about. They say it's going to cut the child poverty rate in this country potentially in half. There's increased subsidies to buy Obamacare at higher income rates. The Republicans don't like some of this. They say, hey, it doesn't have a lot to do with COVID, that we're spending money that we don't have. And up to a point, they have a point. But the Democrats say people are hurting. They've been whacked by COVID, and this is the time to do these kinds of things. So that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. That's one bucket. And then there's the other part, and that's a big one. But there's another part, $350 billion that goes to state and local aid. And you really break down kind of what Illinois is getting and what it's going to go toward and what it can go toward. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's the other bucket, and it was a little controversial in Washington, too. Let's start with the state of Illinois. It gets $7.5 billion. That's not all going to come immediately. It's going to come over a couple of years. There's some strings on it, like it can't be spent directly on paying off old pension debts. But the state is certainly going to take the money. It's borrowed already $2 billion from the Federal Reserve. The IOU list, if you're a state vendor, you already know that, as long as this will be used there. And I suspect there's going to be some extra money left over, which is going to set off a classic Springfield food fight about who gets it. I think probably at the front of the list are elementary and secondary education. Under the new need-based aid formula the state passed three years ago, the schools are supposed to get an extra $350 million a year. Well, they haven't been getting it. They didn't get it last year, and they're not this current year. And Governor Pritzker's proposed new budget for the year that begins in July doesn't include it either. Well, that now could easily change. Then there's money for the Regional Transportation Authority, which is going to parcel out to Metra and the CTA and PACE. All those agencies have really struggled. The CTA is still only carrying about a third of what the ridership that it did, maybe a little more than that a year ago. But they're continuing a pretty full schedule because there's still hundreds of thousands of people that use the system. That's going to help them pay some bills. Metra has only been carrying at last check about 10% of what they were. But they're hoping that now that the COVID vaccines are out there, people are going to start returning to work and come back downtown, which is kind of a ghost town, to be perfectly honest about it. So that's another check. And then there's lesser amounts that go to suburban municipalities, Cook County, health providers like hospitals around the state. A lot of people are going to get an awful lot of money, and I just hope we'll find out that the money is used wisely and it helps as opposed to being wasted. We'll find out.
That's the big point. I know you'll be on that at Cranes. Is there a lot of, like, sort of what I'd call mush money, money you can just kind of do whatever you want with? It doesn't sound like that's the case, but I haven't read deeply into the bill, and I'm sure it's several thousand pages.
I haven't read the bill either. You can probably count on one hand the number of people in the entire country who have read the entire bill start to finish. I asked Senator Durbin about that the other day when he had a press conference because the first round of aid in the CARES Act, as it was called, gave a lot of money to cities and states, but it put pretty close limits on it. It said you have to spend it on COVID-related activities. And they replied, hey, we've lost all this tax money that's not coming in. Our revenues are down. We'd like to replace that. Durbin says there are considerably less strings this time, and local governments and the state will have much more flexibility to spend it than they did. So we'll find out.
Yes, we will, Greg. And you always break this stuff down in a very understandable way. So, and I don't know how you do that because this is you know, wonky stuff. But you make it interesting. And thank you for doing that, Greg. Greg Hines is, you can find him in Cranes. And what's your next column? What do we need to watch out for?
Oh, I'm working on some stuff about what life is like riding on the CTA these days.
Wow. That sounds fascinating. You'll have to come on and talk about that. Thank you, Greg.
Very good, ma'am.